Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency, a San Jose global company. They offer full-time offices, spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and chances for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson texted me and talked about that there was a conversation at the Country Club of Lincoln on Thursday when I was there about his fitness level. He texted me on that. And so he said that he'd be willing to do a fitness class right there in the studio that they have at 1890. So he'd be willing to do,
I'll be there.
Be willing to do a fitness, yes. They'll do like, and change it up every day. Be bring a yoga mat one day.
Hot yoga.
Might do hot yoga. And then they'll go down to Argonne afterwards and go over your resume. And so give it to, but he talked about his fitness. And he goes, well, you know, cat's out of the bag. So I guess we're going to start talking about it openly. Way of life. So it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle with Carson.
He's a big man, too.
Yeah.
But he's fit.
He's fit.
A fit big man.
And he's stout. Don't forget. He's stout. Him and Randy together would be incredible.
They're both chesty.
Yes, very chesty. Imagine those guys blocking for you right now. Imagine running power. Carson's blocking.
Is Randy big enough?
Randy's a fullback.
He's a fullback.
He's on the kickout block. Imagine that. Brandon Power with Carson blocking down.
Wow.
Wow, that'd be coming off
That's
the
formidable.
Edge. Yeah, thank you.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Before we get to head scratchers, some breaking news.
Oh. Jake held this on us. This is news to us also.
It was a rumor yesterday. Now it's official per Adam Schefter. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will need toe surgery that will sideline him for at least 3 months. It's at the earliest late December, getting back in the game for the Bengals after a home win against the Jags. They're now 2-0, but Joe Burrow at least out till at least the end of December with the toe, grade 3 turf toe.
I just don't know. He's obviously he's had some injuries, and they're up front. They struggle. Not horrible, but they do struggle a little bit up front. They have their guard, they've just been there for like 6 days, 5-6 days, and he's starting for him. But that, I mean, they're 2-0.
Yep,
they're 2-0.
The first time in a while.
Yes, yeah. They've had rough starts.
I mean, 2-0s are hard to get to. They just go, and now he's out, and that just crushes the Bengals. I mean, that absolutely crushes them.
Browning,
you know, had 3 picks in the game. They still won the football game. He had three touchdowns.
3 picks, 3 touchdowns. Yep. He had an incredible drive. The last drive
was
incredible.
Yep.
To be able to get the win. I think everyone's hoping, hey, get the win. Maybe Joe's out a week or two, and he's back, but not so fast.
So Joe Burrow out threat to at least the end of December with the turf toe. It is time now for Head scratchers. Bill, what do we have today that was odd this weekend in college football?
I don't know if you can get this many. Obviously, we already hit up on the UCLA Vautech firing their coach. That's after week three. Two Power Four teams firing their coach after week three. And guess what? Deservingly so.
Yeah.
The way it looked.
Yeah.
I mean, deservingly so the way it looked. U of A on Friday night over K-State. I read a quote from, if it was accurate, Arizona. I don't know what's fake news and not, where they, I mean, they're so bad on offense, K-State is right now. So bad on offense. And then Klieman just said, I don't even know what our identity is. I don't even know what they're doing. They're 1-3. They're 1-3, and they are a complete train wreck, and they've got some games coming up. Mm. I don't see how they get to a bowl game. It'd be next to impossible. New Mexico, we already hit on 35-10 and got stopped twice inside the five and muffed a punt. It was 35-10. We already hit A&M over Notre Dame. This one, I was unbelievable. At South Carolina, Vandy 31, South Carolina 7.
Sip Vandy. Loves it. Sip loves
Vandy,
it. Huge Sip, Vanderbilt fan.
Who he just... He, Diego Bam. Pavia, 31-7.
Well, what's the deal?
Beat him up.
There was an injury.
Beamer.
Sellers got hurt in that game. Had a concussion or some capacity.
Yes.
Shane Beamer, though, that's a horrifying loss for Shane Beamer. To let Vandy come into your field and win that like that.
31-7. Georgia Tech, we already went over with Clemson. Here's this one. Ole Miss, their quarterback can't go. They hang on with a fumble and an unbelievable offensive up and down. If you didn't want to, we don't watch a game over on YouTube, watch Arkansas against Ole Miss. Here's the deal. Ole Miss quarterback who came in, he's from Ferris State, a Division II school. He went up and down the field. What a job by Lane Kiffin and the GM. They went to Ferris State, got Division II. So all of a sudden they went to South Carolina and goes, well, our starter's out. Well, so was the starter at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And guess what he did? Came in and just played incredible. Have a backup. Have a plan.
That was funny. Bill on the text line said, turn to Arkansas Ole Miss now.
Yeah, I did.
And then
they
what?
Fumbled the next snap.
They said, never mind right away.
Never mind.
I like the instruction.
I did.
Turn to Arkansas Ole Miss now.
I did. They just got a first down. They're driving. They're at the 20-yard line. They get a first down and fumble the ball.
I was a little slow.
I mean, it was going to be...
I did turn it. It was over. Game was over.
It's a great text Saturday night. This is a good chat.
There were some good chats.
Pretty good.
Delaware, 44. UConn, 41.
Uh-oh.
Delaware.
Wait a second. UConn lost?
Yes, to Delaware.
To Delaware.
It's a head-scratcher. 44. North Texas, 59. Washington State, 10.
What's going on there?
North Texas, 59. Washington State, 10.
What's the deal?
And that live, I think, on Fox... Saturday night primetime is Washington, Washington State Apple Cup. Washington State might get beat by 100 for the Apple Cup. ODU 45, Virginia Tech 26. Hit on that one. East Carolina 38, Coastal Carolina, Nathan.
What?
East Carolina 38.
Uh-oh.
Coastal Carolina, Nathan.
Uh-oh. Tim Beck.
Yeah. Nathan.
He's a good offensive.
The team that you could not wait. That was a team you don't want to play him.
Never.
You want nothing. If this year, going into the season, who do you guys have week two? Well, Coastal Carolina's coming here. Not good.
Don't like
Not
that.
Good. It's a good matchup. Those guys are a good team. Nope. 38, Nathan.
Wow.
Tulane in the Mensa Bowl.
Don't do this.
34, Duke 27. Goes back to Tulane. Gets beat there. They're now 1-2, and they'll play in front of 12,000 people at Duke for the rest of the season. There'll be zero interest. They had no interest when Illinois came last week.
Somehow.
Now it's, when does basketball season start?
Yep.
Stanford 30, Boston College 20.
Ooh.
Most remarkable game that no one saw.
Bad loss.
I watched Boston BC. College. I thought they were better than Michigan State. If I was going to lose money, it would have been major money if I had a wager. But that's how hard it is to fly from Boston out to Palo Alto.
So that's real to you?
That's real. That's a horrible flight.
Okay, I want people to hear you.
They probably just got back like an hour ago.
I want people to hear you. That's a real factor in the Big Ten right now.
Reminder, this Stanford team lost to Hawaii off the bat, and BYU got blown out by BYU before that.
And then they beat BC. And I'm telling you, you can be asleep at the wheel. I'll tell you who was kind of asleep at the wheel, which I don't blame him. USC... battled around, won about 33-17. Yep. Always kind of in control. Yep. It was what, a 3-hour rain delay?
Oh,
it was a
I did not know that.
I did not know
that. Yeah, it was a 3-hour rain delay.
Yes, that's
so they
weird.
They just sit in the locker room. Yep. They flew in from
West
LA.
Lafayette.
In West Lafayette. It's like, what is. And they battled through and won the game. They looked sloppy.
Hey, USC back to head scratchers. What's your explanation for Washington State? What's going on?
Well, they lost every.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Warning. The following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, right now, between them, when they play Oregon State, is this the year they play twice? This year, the Washington. I think they play twice.
Don't tell me. Oh, yeah, tell me they do not play twice.
I know. I'm sure he's right. That's happening. They couldn't find a game and play them twice. Quick. The old Pac-2.
Tell me they're not playing twice this year.
Yes.
That's not better time.
At some point in time, they're playing. Is it true?
Okay. Washington State will play at Oregon State on November 1st, and then they will host Oregon State November 29th. They're playing them twice in a month.
Twice in one
not
month.
Just twice,
same team.
But twice
that's not
in the
better
same
times.
Month.
It's not better times.
That's weird times.
And both, incredible. Both teams are just getting throttled.
Oregon State's 0-3.
Oh, Bray's dropping F-bombs in live interviews.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he did. No joke. Jake.
Oregon State got beat 45-14 at Texas Tech. They're 0-3. Yeah. They're 0-3.
What's
Oregon
Bray's
State.
First name?
Trent.
Trent Bray. Good guy.
Yeah, good guy.
Great guy.
And the Pac-12. Think through the Pac-12. They broke up. Look what UCLA looked like, which I could talk about for hours again. It's just remarkable.
What happened
with what's going on?
We know what happened, but
yeah, sad. Anyway,
UCLA. I regard that whole picture with sadness.
I do too. Used to be a fun thing to watch. UCLA, it's sweet uniforms. No,
and you know if you got a job at UCLA once upon a time, it's like oh, you got a job at UCLA.
And what is your conversation? I just can't imagine right now that conversation. Same conversation. You're sitting there. If you watch Kansas State play. They look what if you pull up the numbers, yeah. Jake. I think they had 100 and some yards on what
they had.
Total.
They had 193 yards of offense. Arizona had 420 in that game.
Yeah, and Arizona left some things out there, and it was like, can you imagine that?
That's bad news.
Think about this. 2 years ago, they said, "Hey, listen, we're changing quarterbacks. So Will Howard, you're no longer our starter. You can stick around if you want." Oh, I'm going to go to Ohio State, win a national championship.
Thanks.
And now they're like that. And I've said on air before that I'm a fan of the quarterback at K-State. I liked him.
Avery Johnson.
I liked him, and everyone loved him. Now it's horrific.
Yeah.
Is it on him or he has nothing around him?
They don't have much around him. They're not very good on defense, and they have lost their way. They have absolutely lost their way.
We both noticed a linebacker for K-State run down a running back, and I'm like, okay, that's not good.
That's not good.
No, Jake, you should.
I'm going to watch that.
So I'm not going to even say his number.
Okay.
Bill knows his number. I'm not going to say it.
So that is an alarming. I don't know how K-State pulls out of it. And so it's going to be. And then you turn around, and what's going on at Kansas? A lot of money. A lot of money coming in. They've had donations that have been, what, was it $100 million? It was donated to him?
That was 300, wasn't it?
It was 300
million. 300 million. I've not heard a word out of K-State. Have you guys?
No.
Not heard a word out of K-State. 300 million. And guess what?
I heard Illinois. I heard Kansas. I haven't heard of K-State, though.
What's going on with your stadium? Oh, we just built a brand new $500 million stadium. How's it look? Really cool. So right now you're sitting there going, like, if I'm at K-State, like going, man, this is tough sledding right now.
Well, you don't have to worry about your head coach leaving now.
No, you don't.
Nobody's coming after Klieman.
That is Head Scratchers, sponsored by Computer Hardware. Go see Tripp and the team today at 70th and 0. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, our topic is current NFL offensive tackles. Linemen. We're
no
giving
idea.
The big we're giving the big guys some love. These are guys that are consistently pro bowlers. They're first team all pros. We're not going to random people today.
Are you gonna say the name and then we give you a team?
That is correct.
I like that. Yes. You have a chance.
Yes.
Then.
You give me the team's name. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. The record has been very strong. 9-4 since the reset. 2-3 last week. But still, very strong start to the new year.
Yeah, we were 9-1 at one point, though.
Yeah, we kind of fell off.
It's okay.
LB.
We've got LB in Minden. Do you feel good about NFL offensive tackles today, LB?
I feel good enough to take a shot at the boys. Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Bill, a lifeline for one question. As always, LB, first question to you. What NFL team does Tristan Wirfs play for?
The Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Brilliant.
One of the top linemen in the league.
Former Iowa guy.
That's right.
Nice
Iowa
layup. I need one tackle in the entire league.
I think you'll know more than that, Bill. Here's the first question. Tip, doesn't play. What team does left tackle Rashawn Slater play for?
Slater?
He's injured, but still plays for a team.
Bill, do you know this?
I have a guess. It'd probably be better than you just randomly guessing.
Put a percentage on it.
31.
Do it.
Patriots?
It's okay. I didn't know.
Not the Patriots. Do you want that LB or not?
Yes, I think he just got a new contract early in the season. Is it the Chargers?
Brilliant!
Should have known that.
Chargers
maybe.
Is
maybe.
Correct.
Maybe.
I didn't know.
I don't know it that well.
This
yeah.
is for the win.
Oh, this is bad.
Last question for you, LB. What team does tackle Penei Sewell play for?
Got that. Oh, man. Let's go, Sip. We are 2-2, baby. The Lions.
Oh, brilliant!
Hey. All whoa, three questions whoa. Got him right.
I'm just
the
gonna
Lions?
Bet most. The odd part is two of the three I did know clearly.
Yep.
Problem is
I got one for you, Jake.
Yeah.
Shut up, Sipple.
Well, all right.
LB,
forceful.
Minden,
right. Nice work.
Whipping
all the way from Minden. Good job, LB.
Yes.
Bad job, us.
Us. Yeah.
LB got us.
Sounds to me like that was a classic example of. Hold it. Do you draft offensive linemen in fantasies or just
no? You do not. You don't even get. You don't
get. They do nothing with fantasy.
Nope.
Do nothing with it.
No fantasy. That's pure NFL knowledge right there.
Okay. Penei Sewell was
from Oregon.
Yes, correct.
And he was for who?
The Lions.
The Lions.
I had him. Had that.
Do you want this one? What team does left tackle Christian Darrisaw play for?
No idea.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
He's also his top 5 to 6 linemen in the league in terms
never
of
heard
tackle.
Of him.
Christian Darrisaw. Yes.
Dallas.
No, Vikings.
Yeah. Now, played last night. Watched the whole game.
It was a horrible,
no
boring football game last night.
They said last night with his QBR rating that J.J., if he would have spiked the ball on every play, would have had a higher rating than what he had.
No.
He would have taken the snap and
he
spiked
looked
it.
Terrible.
No.
Yes,
he looked
spiked
bad.
It every
who
play.
Who won the game?
Falcons.
Falcons.
What was the final?
It's all field goals,
was it
right?
22-6. They had one touchdown. They had one touchdown.
Falcons won 22-6.
Yeah.
Bad
Falcons,
loss.
Falcons look good on defense.
They did. Or is that just the Vikings being bad offensively? A combination of both.
So McCarthy did not follow up his good performance against the
Bears.
Well,
he got pretty excited about his performance against the Bears, and the Bears gave up like 55 the next
51 to the Lions
51.
Yesterday.
51. That's almost impossible in the NFL.
It's hard.
That's 51.
It will
ridiculous.
Happen, though, on Thursday when the Bills put up 50-plus in Miami, but it's a different story. All right, Bill, tiebreaker. Bruce Matthews holds the NFL record for most all-pro seasons for an offensive lineman. How many did he have in his 19-year career?
14.
Good number. One over.
He had 14 Pro Bowls. He had 9 all-pro.
Oh, God, the difference.
That's still pretty good, though. That's an incredible career for Bruce Matthews. Oh, all with the Oilers and Titans the whole time in his career.
That's one of your boys.
Yeah. Got to be one of his boys. So, well,
19 years.
19 years old.
Imagine the 14. Trauma. Oh, the trauma to your body.
How about 14 Pro Bowls in 19 years? Almost every year a Pro Bowler. Well done. Hour 3 is next, an early break in the ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou. forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.